We continue today in the book of Mark. We're in Mark chapter 10. We'll begin at verse number 32. Have your Bible ready if you can. Chapter 10, verse 32, it says, "And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them. And they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen unto him." We're going to look at this in a minute. Before we do, listen to this message and song, "Day by Day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here."
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised
Again, I'm reading in verse 32, "And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid, and he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen unto him." This is the third time in the book of Mark where it says again he is telling them what should happen to him. All they could focus on was the Messiah coming and setting up the kingdom, and they would all have their thrones and serve with him. And he said, no, something has to happen before that, but they were not ready to accept this. So this time he puts a little more detail into it. He says, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles." Not enough, even more detail. 34, "They shall mock him and scourge him, and shall spit upon him and kill him, and the third day he will rise again." Well, what was their response after this? You'd think now they'd say, "Well, wow, this is very serious. We'll be praying with you." Their response, verse 35, "And James and John, the son of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire." Oh, and he said unto them, "What would ye that I should do for you?" And they said, "Grant unto us that we may sit, one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand, in thy kingdom." He's just told them for the third time, "They are going to crucify me. Oh, yeah, well, don't worry about that. What about us? What about being on your one side and the other in your kingdom?" Here's mercy. The Lord doesn't. He should have made that whip earlier, I think, that he used in the temple and used it here, but he didn't. Such compassion, such mercy for his people. Jesus said unto them, "You know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And they said unto him, "We can." Oh, yeah, you'll find out in the next 10 years. And Jesus said unto them, "You shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized." They didn't understand what that meant, the persecution. "But," he said, "to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared." Now, salvation is free, but rewards are earned. Well, we read in verse 41, the other 10 heard about it. They heard it and began to be much displeased with James and John. What are you doing sneaking in there, trying to get one throne on the left and one throne on the right? And Jesus called them to him and said unto them, "Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them, but so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister." Now that word has been translated servant 8 times. "And whosoever of you will be chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many."
The name of Jesus is so sweet. I love its music to repeat. It makes my joys full and complete. The precious name of Jesus. I love the name of him whose heart knows all my griefs and bears a part, who bids all anxious fears depart. I love the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim, it's worthy praise forever. That name I fondly love to hear, it never fails my heart to cheer. Its music dries my falling tears. Exalt the name of Jesus. No word of man can ever tell how sweet that name I love. so well. Oh, let its praises ever swell. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim, it's worthy praise, it's worthy praise, it's worthy praise.